This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The number of Colorado high schoolers applying for federal financial aid has increased for the first time since 2020. CPR's Paolo Josseda has more.
About 42% of seniors graduating in 2022 completed a FAFSA application, a slight increase compared to last year. At the beginning of the pandemic, about 49% of students completed the form. Colorado's completion rate remains relatively low compared to the rest of the nation. While the increase is encouraging, the numbers still suggest that more than half of Colorado high schoolers have no plans to attend college. I'm Paolo Josseda, CPR News.
The Colorado Springs City Council has given preliminary approval to a nearly $3 million program to better clean city streets. The money will largely be used to buy new street sweepers and other equipment to clean trash from medians and ditches. City leaders say the new equipment will allow all city streets to be swept at least once a year. The city also hopes to employ those transitioning out of homelessness in the effort in cooperation with local shelters. Frank Lloyd Wright is best known for his architectural work, but Denver's Kirkland Museum is showcasing his taste for art. Furniture, dinnerware, and other artwork are on display as part of the Frank Lloyd Wright Inside the Walls exhibit. Deputy Curator Christopher Heron says the donation of the architect's lamp inspired the exhibit.
Our founding director and curator, Hugh Grant, befriended a art collector and dealer named Lewis Newman. And he maintained that relationship over the years, and that led to the gift of what we were told was a Frank Lloyd Wright lamp.
The exhibit runs through January of 2023. In Denver, sunny and 95 this afternoon, Colorado Springs 88, then warmer Thursday and Friday. Mountain highs near 80 and close to 100 degrees in Grand Junction, and it could be warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.